Greetings, everyone, all over the world. Laszlo Montgomery here again with another Chinese Sayings podcast. Today, we're featuring one of the many stories that are part of the legends and lore contained in Chinese history, Qi Qin Meng Huo. This is the story of the 3rd century AD Southern Man leader, Meng Huo, and all his many run-ins with the Chinese History Hall of Famer from the Shu Kingdom, Zhuge Liang. The tale of Qi Qin Meng Huo comes to us from the Romance of the Three Kingdoms, Luo Guanzhong's 14th century novel of those events leading up to and during the Three Kingdoms era from 220 to 280. Let's break the Chengyu down into its constituent parts. Qi Qin Meng Huo. Qi is the number 7. Qin means to capture. And as I just said, Meng Huo was a tribal leader of a non-Han indigenous people from the Yangtze River valleys. There's some scholarly speculation that these non-Man, southern Man people, are the forebears of today's Yi people, but can't say for sure. Because of their geographical proximity, the southern Man were a constant irritant to the Kingdom of Chu during the Warring States period. So, Qi Qin Meng Huo, 7 capture Meng Huo. Everyone who knows the story knows what this means, but being for the benefit of Mr. Kite, here's the tale of Meng Huo in the mid-3rd century. This is one of those things that probably never happened. Whether Meng Huo was actually captured and released 7 times is heavily doubted by historians. But the dramatization of Meng Huo's eventual surrender to Zhuge Liang has nevertheless become an oft-told story from those times. It all started when the Shu King Liu Bei died in 223. Cao Pi, son of Cao Cao and the ruler of the Wei Kingdom, had cut a deal with these southern Man and together with other tribes in the southwest of China and his own Wei army, he kept the pressure up on Zhuge Liang and the Shu Kingdom. Meng Huo, as I said, was a leader of the southern Man tribes who bordered Shu, and these barbarian tribes, as they were referred to in the official histories, took this opportunity of Liu Bei's passing to rebel against Shu control. Zhuge Liang, therefore, had to lead forces to subdue them. The first time Zhuge Liang captured Meng Huo in battle, he had used a ruse of having two of his generals pretend to be defeated in battle. The aim was to lure Meng Huo's forces into chasing after them, straight into a narrow valley where they were then caught in a pincer formation and surrounded on all sides by Zhuge Liang's forces. Meng Huo was captured alive by Shu soldiers. However, when he was brought before Zhuge Liang, this defiant leader was spitting nickels, and he said, "You didn't catch me fair and square. You lured me into a trap. Do you think for even one second that I will meekly surrender to you?" Zhuge Liang laughed and allowed Meng Huo to go without even a warning or any further thought. After Meng Huo escaped, air quotes around the word escape, he rallied the remnants of his troops and charged Zhuge Liang's camp again. And he was again captured alive and brought before Zhuge Liang. And this time he yelled, "Oh, if you're a real man, let me go back and gather a real army, and then meet me in battle and see if you can defeat me." Zhuge Liang again laughed and smiled, said, "Yeah, right," and he let Meng Huo go for a second time. And for his third attempt, Meng Huo tried to use cunning against Zhuge Liang. He had his younger brother pretend to surrender to Zhuge Liang and bring him rich gifts with secret orders to assassinate Zhuge Liang. But Zhuge Liang didn't trust this sudden envoy surrendering so easily and bearing gifts. He had all their wine secretly laced with sleeping medicine. Then, when Meng Huo and a force of 30,000 southern Man fighters barged into the Shu camp, expecting to find the camp in turmoil, Zhuge Liang dead, and the preemptive barbarian forces already engaged in battle, they instead found their allies all fast asleep, and the Shu forces ready to capture them. Thus, Meng Huo was captured a third time, but he still railed against Zhuge Liang, saying that his plan had only failed because his younger brother, He had too much fondness for drink. So Zhuge Liang let him go a third time. Meng Huo left and rallied some allies among other indigenous tribes, and they decided to attack the Shu camp with a force of 10,000 strong, all decked out in barbarian fashion with war paint and loose hair. Meng Huo himself donned rhinoceros skin armor and rode on a red bull. Although the Shu forces were initially terrified at this frightful onslaught, Zhuge Liang knew that the Shu defenses were enough to withstand the initial assault, so he ordered his forces to hide behind their camp barriers and not to engage until Meng Huo's company had worn themselves out. And they did this and won a decisive battle. Meng Huo himself managed to escape and collect himself, and when he suddenly saw Zhuge Liang's chariot approaching, but in his rage he failed to see a ditch between them, which he tripped and fell into. Thus, he was captured for the fourth time. He shook his angry fist at the ditch that had tripped him, and Zhuge Liang released him a fourth time. Meng Huo then tried to seek aid from a nearby barbarian warlord who had once risen in rebellion. But the warlord had been defeated in battle by Zhuge Liang before, and he was extremely grateful to Zhuge Liang for not killing his entire clan, as he had the right to do. So, to show his sincerity, he caught Meng Huo himself and had him brought to Zhuge Liang. And of course, Meng Huo did not consider this fair play and was released a fifth time. This time, Meng Huo sought as an ally a nearby chief of one of the many tribes in the area who was known to wield snake-charming magic. In a mark of growing desperation, he even sent his wife out into battle against Zhuge Liang, and she was surprisingly effective, wielding throwing knives and capturing two Shu generals. But Zhuge Liang had preempted the snake attack and was able to fend off the snakes with fire, eventually winning the battle. However, he did not capture Meng Huo in battle. Meng Huo, thinking to strike by subterfuge again, secretly armed his forces with concealed weapons and entered the Shu camp, pretending to surrender. But Zhuge Liang, of course, did not trust this surrender and had Meng Huo's company stopped and searched before they could venture far enough into the Shu camp to do any damage. Meng Huo said, "You have captured me again, but only on the seventh time will I consider myself truly defeated." So, without even being granted an audience with Zhuge Liang, he was let go a sixth time. Meng Huo decided to lead one final assault against the Shu forces with another barbarian ally. Predictably, he was again defeated and captured. But this time, true to his word, Meng Huo acknowledged that he had been bested. And after being captured a seventh time, Meng Huo never dared to rise against the Shu again, and in fact was instrumental in convincing many other tribes of the region to surrender to the Shu, thus solidifying their control over their borders. Qi Qin Meng Huo, seven times capturing Meng Huo. This Chinese saying is used to describe a strategic retreat when victory seems certain. When you Qi Qin Meng Huo, you're letting the enemy off with almost exaggerated easiness in order to win their heartfelt surrender. In the last century, this Chengyu was written into author Han Suyin's autobiography, My House Has Two Doors, that came out in 1980. And she showcased this Chengyu to describe the Chinese retreat in the 1962 Sino-Indian War. She wrote, quote, "In November, 25 days after the beginning of the Chinese military reprisal, the Chinese government announced a total and unilateral military withdrawal to 10 kilometers behind the McMahon Line. They stated that all weapons and ammunition captured and all prisoners would be returned without any compensation demanded, gave lists of the prisoners captured, who had been treated, mainly for frostbite, but also for wounds, in Chinese hospitals, and then sat down, waiting for Nehru to come to the negotiating table. Many people in the world were puzzled, not least the newsmen and the agencies, how to explain what China had done. It didn't fit any known, recognized Western pattern of diplomacy. I think they began to realize that there was a Chinese way of doing things, of thinking, of acting, which need not refer to what they were told in the newspapers, and that the fascination of China resided precisely in this different way of handling situations, people, and facts. This was, as Zhou Enlai would say, a repetition of the episode Seven Times Capture and Release Meng Huo. None of this was reported in the Western press, but all the Chinese, whether in China, in Taiwan, or in Southeast Asia, duly used the phrase Qi Qin Meng Huo, and overseas Chinese of all political blends would say to each other, "Ah, yes, seven times catch Meng Huo." End quote. To let someone off easy, whether in battle or just metaphorically speaking, is to Qi Qin Meng Huo. Anyone with knowledge of this story from the Romance of the Three Kingdoms will know what you're talking about. Seven times, Meng Huo was bested by the clever and wise Zhuge Liang. Seven times, Meng Huo was let off easy before he finally threw in the towel. Qi Qin Meng Huo, everyone. Thanks to Emma and the whole Tuandui at the Chengyu Yanjiu Zhongxin. Thanks, Emma, for all your hard work and leadership. Okay, that's it until next time. More good Chengyu's coming, I assure you, from this long-running educational program, suitable for families as well. This is Laszlo Montgomery signing off from Los Angeles, California. Please consider coming back next time for another exciting episode of the Chinese Sayings Podcast.